We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My day off was a me day. I went and got a massage.
Good.
Hey.
Went to the pool.
Good.
Laid out at the pool. It was lovely.
Aw.
I was at the pool by myself, which, by the way, I did that again yesterday. There is nothing natural about being at the pool by yourself. You automatically feel like a weirdo.
Really?
See, I was going to go the other way with it and say that we need to normalize doing things by ourselves.
Yes, and I think we do, Sam. But I was at the pool Friday, and then I went yesterday by myself. Everybody else in the family was busy. Maya was at like 5,000 graduation parties. Kelly was working. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to go to the pool and relax. And I get to the pool, and it's a lot, mostly adults, but there were some kids there.
Sure.
But I felt like a creep.
Now, if you're sitting there staring at all of the kids,
yes, you're a creep. I wasn't staring at the kids.
You know what? Take your phone and take a book, and then you don't look like... But I understand what you're saying. There are certain things, if you go alone, to me, you feel naked, for lack of a better word. Like when you go to the theater alone. Mm-hmm. If I went to a movie alone, I would be looking around like, I've got friends. I feel weird.
I'm
here.
Not a loser.
I'm not a weirdo.
I went to Oktoberfest 2 years ago in Crown Center by myself, and it felt odd. I was just standing there drinking a beer with a bunch of random people.
Just sitting there staring.
Yep.
Not just talking to a single person.
Just looking around, not saying a word.
People watching.
Yeah.
But they know that you're people watching.
Would you eat alone in a restaurant?
I have eaten alone in a restaurant.
Oh, I think that's weird.
See, that's why I'm saying we need to normalize it.
So I don't think eating alone in a restaurant is weird. I think going to the movie theater alone is weird. And I'm going to be honest, Friday and Sunday, I felt like a weirdo at the pool.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying I think you're weird if you do that. I'm saying if I did those things alone, mm-hmm, I would feel weird.
I felt weird.
Yeah.
I think I stayed less than an hour both
really?
Times. Yeah. And so I went Friday. I stayed yesterday. I probably stayed an hour and a half. But Friday when I was there, there weren't as many people at the pool. And so it was pretty obvious that Scott Parks was by himself.
Yeah.
And I felt like a weirdo. And then I went yesterday. There were more people at the pool, so I didn't feel as weird, but still felt weird.
All right.
Anyway. Story here from Money Watch, which is to say CBS News. I think we touched on this the other day. Government regulators say that people who keep cash with payment tools like Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo are at risk of losing their money in a crisis because the funds are not protected by federal deposit insurance. The warning follows the recent failure of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank, which collapsed after panicked depositors withdrew their funds. The FDIC and the National Credit Union Administration insure up to $250,000 in a bank account, but funds stored with a non-bank payment app like Venmo may not be held at a lender that offers such protection. So if you store money in Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App, be careful. If they go under or something happens, your money in that account is not protected.
But most people just bounce $10 back and forth around the universe on those Cash Apps like Venmo.
I wouldn't know. I don't use any of them.
I do, but I don't let money sit in there, and I certainly wouldn't let a large amount of money sit in there.
How much money can you put in there?
As much as you want.
Really?
Yeah, so I pay rent, and then my roommate pays me back via Venmo, and I, before reading that story, just left it in there as sort of a personal savings fund because you know it would leave my account, and at that point it's gone. Mm-hmm. Well, then I saw that story and I was like, okay,
I'd start moving it over, Sam. I mean, it's one thing if you got $50 sitting in there. I wouldn't leave $1,000 sitting in there. You just don't ever know.
Is that lightning I just saw behind?
Yeah, there's a lot of lightning out there right now. Please be careful,
Scott. As long as you were wearing sunglasses at the pool, nobody saw that you were staring at them. That's true.
The darker, the better.
That's true.
That is true. Really quick update to a story that we started the program with today. Not only has the United States Supreme Court denied a stay of execution for Michael Tisius, Missouri Governor Mike Parson just denied clemency, which means the execution will go forward tomorrow. This is the case where five or six jurors say they sort of changed their mind and would prefer him not be executed.
And one juror was illiterate.
One juror couldn't read or write. The United States Supreme Court and the governor, who I believe was his last resort, have both said this will go forward.
So he is in his last 25 hours.
Correct.
Because usually executions in Missouri are usually held at 5 o'clock.
5 or 6 o'clock or
something. 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Quick break. I'm off to Shinedown, so Dana and Sam are going to take the show from here on out. Thank you for letting me leave just a little bit early for this show.
I'm so happy. Please do not stand outside with a metal umbrella because it's lightning outside. When we get back, what happened when a Brooklyn neighborhood policed itself for 5 days? It was just 5 days, but I think the results might surprise you. Would something like that work here? We'll talk about it straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.